In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, and happy St. Francis Day. May the Lord grant us that love that Francis had for all of God's creation, and may we rejoice with all the things that God has made. Now, there is a program at the cathedral center of our diocese called Fresh Start that takes place every year for the newly ordained clergy and for those who are in transition from one cure to another. It always begins in September with a retreat, and at the first session, Getting to Know You is the name of it, there is an exercise in which the room becomes the map of the United States, with an imaginary Mississippi River serving as a geographical reference to help people visualize the country. And then the clergy are asked to go and place themselves in the sites where important things happened in their lives, and to talk about those things. Where they were born, where they grew up, where they went to school, where they went to college, where they had the first job, etc., etc. One of the important milestones that they are asked to talk about is their baptism. Everybody remembers the town where they were baptized. Many remember how old they were at the time, especially those who came from the Baptist tradition. But very few remember the date. I am one of those who remembers the date. I was baptized on January the 4th, 1942. Long time ago. That's what I am retiring. Well, it is not that I have a good memory. I remember the date not only because I have seen the pictures and my grandmother used to tell me about it, but because every year I celebrate my baptismal anniversary. What? Yes, people celebrate all sorts of things. So I celebrate my baptismal anniversary. I'm sure that many of you are already thinking, do I remember the date? Well, that doesn't matter. Even if we don't remember the date, we must always remember that we are baptized members of the body of Christ. In order to help us remember this, there is in many of our churches holy water at the entrance for people to dip their fingers, or for us to dip our fingers and then cross ourselves with it. The vicar at our church in Yucaipa was telling me that he has taught the children to dip their whole hand in the water and then sprinkle themselves and say, "Thank you, Jesus." If you want to do that in order to remember that you are baptized, that you are a baptized member, go ahead and do it. And I'm sure people will ask you, and then you can witness. You can tell them what it means to be a baptized person, a baptized Christian. I celebrate my baptismal anniversary because that is where it all began. I wouldn't be a bishop today if I had not been baptized first. Not only because it is the first, the basic sacrament necessary to receive all other sacraments, but because it is our initiation into discipleship and our entrance into the mission and ministry of the church, which is none other than the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ himself. When we are baptized, God makes us members of Christ's mystical body, the church. and consecrates us to be God's own forever. But God also commissions us to carry on Christ's ministry to all people as his personal and special servants. Confirmation, which is all about commitment, service, discipleship, is deeply rooted in baptism and finds its meaning precisely there. The catechism in the prayer book, towards the end of the prayer book, clearly states who the servants or ministers, is the same word in Latin, same root of the word. Who are the servants of the church, asks the catechism. And it answers, the servants of the church, the ministers of the church, are lay persons, bishops, priests, and deacons. That is, you and me and they, all of us, we are the ministers of the church. We are the servants of the church. And then the catechism, which is not for children, but for everybody, then the catechism goes on to spell out the ministry of each order of servants, each order of ministers, beginning with you, the lay persons. It asks, what is the ministry of lay persons? And it answers, the ministry of lay persons is to represent Christ and his church, to bear witness to him wherever they may be, and according to the gifts given them, to carry on Christ's work of reconciliation in the world, and to take their place in the life, worship, and governance of the church. All of you, my sisters and brothers, by virtue of your baptism, are called to be ambassadors, witnesses, and servants of our blessed Lord, at all times, at all places, and in every circumstance. I like to tell the children, when they ask me to preach to the children, that's difficult. But I tell them that Jesus didn't invite the lay persons to grab a chair and sit comfortably to watch what the clergy do. His words to all of us are, take up your cross and follow me. Follow me and I will make you fish for people. Go into the world and proclaim the good news to the whole of creation. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We have come together this morning to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, the other great sacrament of the church, through which we receive the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our union with Christ and one another, and a pledge of eternal life. And in this context, we will celebrate the rite of confirmation, which is not the completion of baptism. You are full Christians already. It's not the completion of baptism. Neither it is a graduation ceremony of some sort, like some young people tend to do. You know, I've been attending classes and church. I am confirmed. Now I'm free. I'm not going to do something else on Sunday or not get up at all. Neither is confirmation a prerequisite to qualify for other sacraments or for the vestry of the church. Confirmation is the mature public affirmation of faith and the freely determined commitment to the responsibilities of baptism, in which the person receives the Holy Spirit through prayer and the laying on of hands by the bishop for the work of ministry. Confirmation is not to make you holier or to make you more pious. Confirmation is for the work of ministry. In the baptismal covenant that you candidates for confirmation and for reception, and all the members of Christ here present are going to renew before I lay on my hands on your heads, you will be committing yourselves to be loyal members of the church, participating in a sacramental life and persevering in prayer. You will promise to resist evil, being aware at the same time of your sinfulness and total dependence on God's love, forgiveness, compassion. And then you will promise to engage specifically in three servant activities. First, to share the good news. Evangelists, we Episcopalians? Yes. We are called to share the good news. And we promise to share the good news. But don't be scared. You don't have to go knocking on doors. You just have to be witnesses. Witnesses. Second, to minister to all people, especially the poor, the powerless, the outcast, as an expression of your love to God and to your neighbor, those whom God loves. And third, to be reconcilers, peacemakers, and paraphrasing the prophet Micah, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. My dear sisters and brothers, this is the ministry of the church. This is the charge, the task, the privilege of all its ministers, lay and ordained, you and me. This is our privilege. As we rejoice in the power of God's Spirit, may God grant you today the faith of the apostles, the boldness of the prophets, the strength of the martyrs, and the commitment of the true disciples. And the people of God say, Amen.